our special guest this morning. And someone said, Marlene is going to be here. Marlene and Paul are going to be here. What? They're here? Oh, my goodness. And Marlene and Paul is going to be here. Oh, my goodness. I got to guess the house of one of them this morning. It's 9:25 here on the Good Morning Bahamas Show. We're going to talk real good cooking. Let me get back. It's the Good Morning Bahamas Show.
To draw now
to you. I'm going to go to South Angeles in just a minute from now and join right on Bristol down there in beautiful South Angeles. Dwight, you stay tuned. Sister Marlene is here along with Paul. Good morning, Marlene. How y'all doing this morning?
Great. Just fantastic.
Well, Paul, how are you?
We having as much fun as you have. You're so far away, man.
I thought I'd do this like I'd have some fun and play my music in the meantime and feel this music, you know?
Okay.
That's the new technology with headphones and everything else. You stay pumped up the whole while. Good. How things have been going? Who's
going
to go for it?
Things have been going great. We can't ask for anything more. I mean, as we look back now, these couple of months from July to now and beyond, we've been having a lot of fun. Believe me, it's better than riding motorbikes and flying planes and going here, there, and everywhere.
Better than that?
Yeah. Greater than that. I remember when I used to do 145 miles an hour on the streets and now some on my motorbike, hoping that I won't die. And now I'm doing millions and millions of miles an hour through the radio airways. I'm having fun with my brothers and sisters.
Your program is off the chain on Sunday afternoon. People just got to listen to it. Marlene, how things have been going with you? Still looking beautiful as ever.
Why, thank you, sir. I don't like you being over there. I like your hair.
You like me being there? Yeah. I thought I was going to try that. I thought, you know, but they say, some people say, they like me to do it like that. Others say, I think it's too impersonal for me sometimes. Mm. Next week when you come back, I'll be back in there.
Hey, that's great.
Okay.
But I'm grateful. Good. Like who is that singing that song?
Juanita Bynum.
Oh, that's a beautiful hymn, a beautiful hymn. I am grateful this morning. It brings tears to my eyes to be able to come to the Bahamas, to this nation, our beautiful people, to be able to share once again how we can get healthy, how we can be fit, and how we can live a long and wonderful life.
Now, this morning I see under this caption that tells you vegetarian cooking and the tasting extravaganza, Paisel Forbes, Buzzy Gardner, Earl Thompson. We've never reached to any of your seminars. Shame on these guys.
Anyway.
Summer's here. Get in shape. That's what it says. Yeah. Luckily, I've lost 8 pounds already, and my pants are now a little slackened. Health is wealth. God is good. Tell the folks about it. Joan Frist is very special.
I actually see the 8 loss. You know, the 8 pounds. I peeped that.
You're going to see it, right?
No, I saw that. I saw that last week.
That's a good sign. Mr. Wallace says to me, do not eat after 6 o'clock. And drink plenty of water, and also watch what I eat, and don't drink anything for 20 minutes after I would have eaten all. He gave me all these good
Who
stuff.
Is this?
Dwayne Wallace. What? Give me all the tips.
No
and it's been working, so now I see this pants waist is doing a little of this and that, you know.
Hey, I gotta go hug my cousin over there.
Dwayne
it?
Listening in the secret, and he tells us.
That's great. That is fantastic.
Marlene Shepard at the Bahamas, what's going to be happening June 1st, please?
Okay, June the 1st is one of our exciting events. Turning Point Ministries, we've come to you last year. We had 3 extravaganzas, vegetarian cooking and tasting. You get an opportunity to witness us demonstrating these different dishes. You get an opportunity for you to sample these exciting foods. And let me tell you, I'm looking at a brochure with a young man pouring water into his gas tank. And I'm going to leave this brochure with Faisal. You know I like to leave things for him to read.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how many of you would actually pour water into your gas tank. How far would you get?
Not very far.
Not very far.
No, sir.
And then some of us got up this morning, we went to work, or we are at work, and we haven't eaten breakfast yet.
Right.
Which means that your body is operating on fumes.
Ooh, that's a serious thing.
Right? Can you drive to work on fumes?
No, you can't.
How far would you get?
For me, I wouldn't reach from out east. I wouldn't reach as far as Subu Valley.
Exactly.
That's a serious
thing. And so we expect our bodies to perform. I guess the fumes. We can't function on the job if we're not eating properly. And so we are excited. We're always excited to be able to share with our people how we can live a better quality of life. You know, when you look at the benefits of being a vegetarian, first of all, it helps to build up endurance. You can go longer. You know, those of us who are looking for a better sex drive, let me tell you, nothing like it. The patience. You know that aggression and fear and anger that's built up in people?
Right.
That just disappears.
What?
Self-discipline and control. Energize. You're feeling better. Just an overall, your overall health improves. Mm. And of course, we get into the scientific part of it, in that you're better able to master your diabetes. You know, not only diabetes, but your weight problems are non-existent. You're able to fight cancer, hypertension. You know, this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And so June the 1st, it's a Sunday, 4 to 6:15 p.m. at the British Colonial Hilton. You'll come. Bahamas, come on out. And learn more about how you can master your health. That's what it's all about, being able to be in control of your health. I have one of my students with me the other day when we were recording, and, you know, her words were, I feel I am more in control.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this young lady, she's like, I can call her name, Carrie Ann went from a size 14 to a 4 pie swell.
Wow.
She looks like a different person. People pass her by on the streets and don't even recognize it's Carrie Ann. And, you know, it's, and she really says, you know, I don't say that it's all the program, but I think it has to do with a lot that I had faith that
right.
it would work.
Right.
Having the faith that it can work, you know. And so we are just happy to be able to share more and more how we can live healthy, how we can live longer, how we can have a better quality of life. And not only are we available for the seminar on June the 1st, but if anyone wants to have us come into their workplace,
right?
You know, we'd
you
be more than happy
you can
to
do
come.
That kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
We'd how can they contact you for further information? Your Sunday program is just so magnificent. I'm going to come to Paul about that in a minute. But let's talk about how can persons contact you to come to the workplace and all that.
They can come to contact us at 364-0085. That's 364-0085, or 322-6273. And you can ask for Marlene or you can ask for Paul, either of us. We are available to you for the extravaganza, as well as just coming into your workplace or coming wherever you at, you know, to be able to reach the people. Our purpose is just to reach the people wherever they are.
Brother Paul, Marlene has had quite a bit to say, but I must talk with you. You have one of the greatest stories ever to tell. This morning, Minister Wisdom joined me live here on the biggest morning show on the radio, on national radio. This is National Youth Month coming to a close. Brother Paul, talk with the young people around the Bahamas. Many of them are now getting ready for exams. They are in classes, going around to the malls, having a little spare time. They're listening back on Inagua, Eleuthera, Andros, Grand Bahama, South Florida, around the Caribbean. Brother Paul, talk with the young people this morning. I know you got a testimony, Brother Paul.
Thank you, Brother Forbes. As I look back on my life, dropping out of school at the age of 14 and starting my own business at the age of 20, I keep saying this only could be a miracle. There's no way, you know, that I used to get F in every class.
F?
F in every class.
I don't say that. F?
Yeah, so in every class. And as I remember the first program we recorded here at Radio 50 and 40 for our first program that I had last year, July, and I listened, it brought tears to my eyes.
Wow.
I said, how can this be? You know, the F student, dropping out of school, no high school diploma, no BJCs, no GCs, and talking about going on the radio, telling, reading from the Word of God when I got F for reading in high school. And as I look back, right now I'm in the process now going to the government schools and any school I can get into and share my testimony. So far I was able to get at C.I. Gibson, the Boys and Girls Industrial School, C.V. Bethel, and just last week at that C.C. Sweeting.
Wow.
And I have an appointment to go into C.R. Walker in September of this year.
God,
so I'm hoping that the Lord will continue to bless. And as I look back on my life, it only could be according to what John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever of us should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 17 that we can die before our time.
Wow.
And as I look back on speeding through the streets of Nassau at 145 miles an hour with my friends, and a lot of my friends that laid down in Christ's grace because they were either high on grass or alcohol or whatever like that, I know for sure God have me here for a purpose. And in any which way I can be used by him, I'm willing to go wherever it takes. Whatever monies I have, I'm willing to spend all of it just to get the good news of the gospel out to the people all around the Bahamas and wherever this message will be going.
Sounds great. Just, Paul, let me get your closing comments before I go to Marlene to wrap it all up, because June 1st is going to be a very special day. Paulie seemed to be in pretty good shape. I'm vegetarian eating, I guess, and also being around Marlene. She makes sure you eat properly and everything else, and I've lost about 8. I'm feeling better, Brother Paul. I'm more pumped up now. God is good.
Well, I'll tell you what. I guarantee you.
Thanks to Dwayne Wallace also.
I guarantee you, Brother Paul. I'll come and pick you up on Sunday, June the 1st.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, if you let me come and pick you up, I'll pick you up, your wife, and all your family, I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, within 8 months,
uh-huh.
you'll be down to a size 32 in the waist, and looking like you have AIDS, but don't have AIDS. Because that's what they said about me, Brother Paul. They said, oh, you have AIDS. You know, and from 91 to now, that I'm still alive and kicking. They say, well, what happens? How come you ain't dead? I say, because I don't have AIDS. I just changed my eating habits, you
right,
know.
Right.
Once I changed my eating habits, it just took off.
Okay.
You know, so what can I say to the behemoth public? But get ready, you know. Jesus is about to come, but before he comes, he wants us to live peacefully and healthfully here. So one day, if he should delay us coming, we just fall down and go sleep, but no pains.
Right.
All the red lights are right before us of heart disease and cancers and strokes. And all that. He don't want these things for us.
Right.
Because he paid for those things on Calvary's cross.
Sounds great. Sister Marlene, put it all together. Join for us and tell the folks how they can contact you for further information. Wrap it up, please, my dear.
Okay. If I had the opportunity, I would say this to my people. Of all temporal possessions, health is the most precious. Wealth, learning, and honor are dearly purchased at the loss of health. And you know what's sad? None of them can secure happiness when health is lacking. While you're on the ladder of success, you're on your way up, and you're rushing through life. Rushing where? To a grave that's waiting, open. People, health is wealth. I promise you, I know of people who are fighting for their lives today, who wish they could be where you're at if you're walking and talking. And a friend of mine says, what you eat today may be walking and talking tomorrow. I beg to differ, because some of us, what we're eating today ain't gonna have us walking and talking tomorrow. We can be 6 feet below the ground.
Wow.
And this is an opportunity of a lifetime, an opportunity for you to come and to sample not only nutritious foods, but good tasting foods.
Sounds great.
And it's exciting. June the 1st, British Colonial Hilton. You join Marlene and Paul and the other members of our team, and Piceville says he'll be there, but we'll see.
The Lakers are not playing, so it's fine.
Well, you can give us a call.
Yeah,
give us a call at 364-0085 or 322-6273. And I'm going to do that again.
In close, I just want to say, before I forget, I just want to say thank you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given all of us the different gifts and the different abilities in order to do what we are doing, because without him, surely we can do nothing. And on behalf of Julian Miller, our host for our show, who's not able to be here with us today, Marlene McKinney, and myself, Paul Miller, we would truly like to say thank you for what Jesus Christ has done in our lives and what he's doing in the lives of the Bohemian public all around the world. And also, I'd like to pray for our government, who is under the task of just guiding us to where they think we should be. Pray for them, because surely the Lord has put them there. He said he raised them up and he put them down. I think it's blasphemy when we talk about it, but the government, because God knows what he did. He put them there.
Right.
And surely they would do what he required of them, because their ears are listening to the Holy Spirit also. So let's pray for them. And let's continue to pray for the ZNS staff as they go through different trials and tribulations here, that all will be well with them and their family here at ZNS, because they are one big family. They be having fun up here. You should see them. We feel that we are part of ZNS. We work here for free. Just give us their time when we be here. So it's,
I remember that, Brother Paul.
I'm willing to work for free. Whenever you call me,
okay.
I'll be available, sir.
Okay,
trust me, I'll be available.
Okay. Sister Marlene, a closing comment, 20 seconds.
Well, health is wealth. Join us June the 1st. It's a Sunday from 4 to 6:15. You have an opportunity to come and witness us, not only demonstrating, because a lot of times people are watching TV and they're seeing all the cooking shows,
right,
but they don't have a chance to sample, and they say, boy, I wish I could taste that.
Right.
And they run out to the store and they buy all the ingredients and it did not come out the way they thought.
Right.
But here's an opportunity for you to come. You get a chance to question us on the ingredients being used. You get a chance to question us on whatever you choose, whatever you've listened to on our radio program on 1540 every Sunday, and the other programs that we have on the other stations. Whatever you want to do, we just want you to be with us June the 1st. June the 1st, Sunday, it's 4 to 6:15, British Colonial Hilton. Don't get lost on your way there. Just head straight there. Get your target, you know, just straight there. You want to be with us. And our phone numbers again are 364-0085, 364-0085, or 322-6273. And if you forget the number, look in the phone book. Marlene McKinney, it's there.
Sounds great. Marlene, Paul, thanks for being here. Glad to have you guys
thank
here.
Thank you.
Look forward to
thank
your program on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 right here on the National.
2 o'clock.
Sounds great. 2 o'clock. Pardon me. 2 o'clock. Yes. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Want to say thanks this morning to Marlene and to Paul for dropping on by and sharing with us this morning. When we come up, we're going to go live this morning, Marlene. Come in your turn.
This is a great opportunity, Bahamas, to change the false misconceptions of the vegetarian diet. You know, for the most part, we are just deeply, I guess, rooted that vegetarian cooking is carrot sticks, celery sticks, bananas and apples, and we can't think outside the box. And so here's an opportunity for you to come so that you can learn to be creative in the kitchen. And I promise you, Piceville, that not only will they be creative in the kitchen, but it may help to save their marriages. It may help to save a few lives. You know, I've seen students who've come to me, and I know that their marriages are on the rocks because these ladies aren't cooking. Husbands ain't being fed. you know? And so here's an opportunity to come and learn how you can prepare creative, wholesome, tasty vegetarian foods. And it's British Colonial Hilton, June the 1st. It's a Sunday from 4 to 6:15, so we're trying to get you out so you can go back to church if you have to at 7. But it's a great opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. I look around this country and I see a lot of time bombs. I see a lot of people walking around not realizing that they are just time bombs waiting to go off. Overweight. And then, of course, we have the others who feel as though they're healthy because they are slim and energetic, but they don't realize that their cholesterols may be a little higher than they should be. But this promotion, this lifestyle that we're promoting, this is one that will help to add years to your life. As a matter of fact, it has been proven to add 7 to 10 years to your life. Not only does it add years, it adds energy. I mean, most of us, we seem to be bankrupt. We're tired all the time, fatigued. This lifestyle promotes energy. It promotes a better way of living. And you look good. For those of us who, you know, want to look good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I started there. When I started, I wanted to look good. Now I know it's more than that.
And feel good, right?
I feel great.
I'm beautiful. Brother Paul, how about you this morning, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, Brother Paul. Tell us about this whole thing and also the your great ministry you have on Sunday afternoon. It's called Turning Point Ministries. Tell us about this morning, Brother Paul.
Yes, since we have been on the ZNS presenting the program Turning Point, we've been having fun doing it. And it's more fun, like I said last week, than anything else you could ever imagine. I've come to the realization that there are two groups of people in the world. Those that eat to live and those who live to eat. Now, those who eat to live will eat the nuts, the fruits, the grains, and the vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And those who live to eat will eat anything, even you and I, if you give them a chance. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 19, the Bible says, some of us have gone so far that we have made our bellies our gods. In Genesis 1:29, the Bible tells us that God gave Adam and Eve nuts, fruits, and grains. And after their sin, he gave them vegetables to eat in Genesis 3:17. Also in Psalms chapter 104, the Bible says he has given the grass for the animals and the earth for the service of man. I wish the scientists out there in the world would find out that if they would stop feeding the animals, then we wouldn't have the mad cow disease. Just feed them what God has designed for them to be fed. And in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 17, the Bible tells us that better is a dinner with herbs than that of ox. So on Sunday, we are just asking you, if you care to make a lifestyle change, we invite you to come down to the British Colonial Hilton and have an introduction. That'll be Sunday at 4 to 6:15, from 4 to 6:15 on Sunday at the British Colonial Hilton, where you can get a new start, not only for your life, but the life of you and your family.
Okay, Marlene, bring it in this morning. Your time, Marlene.
Well, I'd like to focus a little more on the weight loss aspect. There are hundreds of people trying to lose weight all over Nassau. I mean, thousands. As a matter of fact, I'd say more than thousands.
I've lost 4 pounds.
Four more since we saw you last?
I think it's before the 5. Maybe another pound or so.
Since last week?
I got to take my pounds maybe to tailor a little adjustments there.
That's great. Losing it kind of quick there, you know? You must be on the vegetarian diet, huh?
I told you what Dwayne told me about the eating habits,
okay.
What not
right.
to eat and all that stuff.
Okay, well, that's good.
The drink and eat and all that kind
of... But you know what's good about what Dwayne has told you? That it disciplines you not only in your eating, but it disciplines you for other aspects of your life?
It has.
Okay, so it spills over.
Yeah.
And I know that there are people out there who are counting calories. Aren't you tired counting calories and fat grams and points? Who wants to go around life counting? Can you imagine me 60, 70 counting?
Yeah.
Count what?
Got books and things in the front of the office.
You understand?
Count, yeah.
No, we don't need that.
You don't have to do that stuff, right?
No. This is a lifestyle that is.
Diane does in the library that I want Carly writing down the books every day that I eat. The potato chip has so much, this has so much. You don't have to do that stuff no more,
no,
right?
Oh. No, this lifestyle, it's proven. You will lose weight, you will lower cholesterol, you will master your diabetes.
Will it give you a brand new life and a brand new body and everything else?
Yes, it will.
And I love the way the world is turning after I eat this stuff and change.
Of course. Okay. Your mind changes. Everything about you change, okay? It changes your perception on life. And that's so important. And so Sunday, you want to be there. We're going to be launching a weight loss program for this country. This country is in terrible shape. We have bulges we need to get rid of. Let's get rid of those pockets. Let's get rid of the bulges. Let's get rid of all these unwanted pounds. Let's be healthy. Let's take charge of our life. Let's invest in our health. You know, people, we are not serious enough. So take an opportunity. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until your doctor says, get up and do something about it. The fact is, if you take a jump start, you'll be adding more years to your life and you'll feel better. Take a jump start.
Sunday.
Start Sunday. Start today, but join us on Sunday.
Sounds good.
Us on Sunday, drinking lots of water, eating lots of good food. We have a lot of good food for you on Sunday. Lots of good food. If Pai Spo's there, he'll let you know on Monday what it's like.
Yeah, she knows how we do it.
She's going to be picking him up.
You got to pick me up.
I'm going to get the address just as I walk in the studio. I'm coming for the address.
Okay.
And don't duck me, Frank Spencer, because I put an APB on you.
Okay.
I get a hook up in the commissioner of police to find you real quick.
Yeah. Paul, let's get your closing comments this morning.
What I like to say in closing is that when we came into the studio, Price was playing drunk again. Do you know we can also be drunk from the food we eat?
That's right.
It's not just the rum, you know, but we can be over good. How many of you ever had the experience that you came home late from work, and when you ate, you say you're going to stay up for the late night meals, and the next thing you know, you are out like a light. But that's what
right.
the food does. It makes you drunk.
Wow.
So we're going to teach you the principles of the importance of eating. If you're going to eat three meals, my sister's crazy about introducing you to the two meals, which is greater than the three meals. Okay. We'll let you know why that third meal always puts you to sleep, because truly, the food also can make you drunk. So out there in the Bahama lands, we'd like to just say good morning to you. We hope that you have a wonderful day, and we'd like to thank ZNS for giving us the opportunity to come to you live to share with you our burden for getting you in shape for here and beyond.
Marlene, your time, wrap it up, your contact, and tell them what's going to be happening Sunday, why they must be there. 2 minutes, wrap it up, Marlene.
2 minutes. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Vegetarian cooking and tasting extravaganza. You're going to learn to lose weight, lower your cholesterol, master your diabetes, get rid of sickness and pain and disease, which really is brewed in the pit of hell. And we need to just master our health. We need to be concerned about our health. And so we're going to have an exciting time where we're going to be sharing recipes with you. You're going to get an opportunity to sample a variety of foods, not just carrot sticks and celery sticks. We're talking about food, okay? And you get a chance to meet with us one-on-one. And the food is great. The company is great. And we're going to have lectures on how you can lose weight, how you can master your diabetes, how you can take charge of your cholesterol, lower the cholesterol points. And of course, in all of what we're doing, you're going to live longer. And the time you spend here will be worth your while. I'd like to close with my favorite text. It says 3 John 2. Beloved Bahamas, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. So if you want to reach us, if you want to contact us, my number is 364-0085. That's 364-0085 or 322-6273. 322-6273, and that's for Marlene or Paul. And we'll be at the British Colonial Hilton on Sunday from 4 to 6:15. And if you don't reach us, don't worry about it. Just come. Just get there and be with us. Join us in this exciting event. It's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, I'll see you guys on Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock.
I hope so.
I'll be there.
I don't want to just hear talk, you know. We're tired of all the talk.
I'll be there. I'll give Paul my number so Paul will remind me.
Bahamas. You heard him.
I know you would.
National radio, you can't lie.
And when we come live again, we'll let you know if he showed up or not, Bahamas.
Yes, thank you, guys. Thanks for being here this
thank
morning.
You thank too, you, too, Paisville, and thank you, Bahamas. Have a great day.
Okay, I want to say thanks to Paul and Marlene for sharing with us this morning here on The Good